The International Literacy Day celebrations will be taking place, or they do take place annually every 8th of the month. That is today. And of course, in that same line, South Sudan has been well represented at the African Essay Written Competition. Now, Monica Yuol, a student from the Darling Wisdom Academy Secondary School from Juba, has just returned from Morocco after securing the second best position in this particular writing competition. And she joins me here, accompanied by her teacher, but I'll start with her. Good morning, you all. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.
Good morning, everyone. It's my privilege to be here with you today.
Right.
Yeah.
And congratulations are in order. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank
right.
you.
So now let's start with your passion for writing. Where did it come from? How did you start? And when did you discover you're a good writer?
Okay, actually, since I was in primary school, I had a passion, but I never had time to practice it. I never got the chance to do it. But when I get into secondary school, I never had a lot of opportunities, maybe writing opportunities, like maybe certain competition that may come up. But I really knew that I should work hard, because there is a time that will come and I will compete with people from outside or
right.
people within my country.
Right.
And so when I went to Darling Wisdom Academy, we had this call for the essay writing competition for South Sudan kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, South Sudanese students. We started the competition in the month of April last year.
Right.
Yeah, so different schools in Juba were invited for the competition. We sat for it, and then they shortlisted those who will compete for the East African Essay Writing Competition, and I qualified because they only needed only 4 students from every region in Africa to compete for the African Essay Writing Competition.
So you represented East Africa.
I represented East Africa.
Wow.
Yeah. So South Sudan was among the East African countries
yes.
that participated, and I was so glad about
All right. I'll come back to you for more details. Coming to teacher Ivan, tell us about your school. How do you encourage these girls to get the passion in writing?
Thank you very much, Arena. So I'm very privileged to be here with you this morning breakfast show. While at Darling Wisdom Academy, we encourage our students to write essay competitions like grammar, teaching them on how to tackle the topics, the areas of English, grammatical errors. We had to collect them frequently. We expose them to current topics
right.
across the globe so that they can get the information. This is how we are making it in Darling Wisdom Academy.
Right. So does the school have, let's say, clubs, writing clubs?
Well, indeed, we have writing clubs. Mm. We have the school library. We use also this computer lab to download, to search for relevant topics.
Right. Well, thank you so much, teacher Ivan.
Right.
Coming back to you, my dear. Let's talk about the competition. How did it go for you?
It went so well. You know, it was organized by an initiative called the Young Africans Writing Contest.
Right.
Yeah, which is an initiative which was organized by a program called ECOSOC, that is Economy and Social Council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they brought us they wanted their young Africans to be exposed to the world, because they were doing this to make us go for the International Essay Writing Competition, which is going to take place in Germany.
I'm obviously going.
I've qualified. They only wanted seven students from Africa.
And I was number two.
I matched number two.
Wow.
Just a little difference. I was going to be number one, but next time better. And I'm going to make it very well
next
in Germany.
Next time better, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So how many schools, before I come to the topic, but because of time, let's go to the topic that you tackled. What did you write about?
Okay, we wrote about should marketing in companies produce consumer goods like food, clothing, machine, place emphasis on the companies or short-term strategies like discount and special offer, and then they were asking us why. So that one needs research, and it was so disgusting. Mm-hmm. So in that writing, they have their format. They let us first research for 30 minutes,
right?
Yeah, before we get into the writings.
So we get
facts, because it need a lot of facts and right. evidences. Mm-hmm. So we researched a lot, and so it is going to be your creativity that will help you how to connect things mm-hmm. and make them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
right.
That's how we did it.
So did you win anything?
Yeah, I won a gold medal twice. One in South Africa for the semifinals, and the one we did in Morocco, I won also a gold medal.
Imagine you're a golden star now. Well, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. Did you make any friends in Morocco?
I made a lot of friends, you know. I was surprised to get a lot of friends. Others were asking me, where is South Sudan? I wish to be in South Sudan. We want to see that country. I was actually even lying to them that South Sudan is better than European countries.
What do you mean you lied to them? Well, we'll get there. Just tell them we're a young nation. We're only 11 years old, but we'll get there. So what next after here? When do you travel to Germany?
I'll be traveling on the 2nd of November mm-hmm. this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And teacher, thank you so much for also not giving up on the children.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, and have a lovely day.